Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A, Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Wilkins as described in my report of 2/7/18. Apparently, she is now a 59-year-old woman who again describes she was injured at work on 3/11/15. Apparently, well, she fell on the marble floor on the first floor of the building and injured her left rotator cuff. Period. She was seen at Capital Health Center emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn rotator cuff. Period. This was surgically repaired in November 2016. Period. She completed her course of active treatment in February 2023. Period. In paragraph, the record shows she did receive an order approving the settlement on 127/20. For the left shoulder, comma, left arm, comma, and left hand, period. Medical records show that she was seen by Dr. Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, on 12-1-22. Scratch that, Mr. Perry, physician assistant Perry, on 12-1-22, period. X-rays of the left shoulder showed evidence of prior subacromial decompression, but no acute osseous abnormality. Period. She was referred for physical therapy, given a diagnosis of left shoulder pain. Period. She continued to be seen here by Dr. Kojo, C-O-D-J-O-E, such as on 1/16/23. Period. She related the only activities that exacerbate her symptoms are exercising with bands and her arms and forward elevation. Period. Her constant pain was at a level of 2/10. Period. She did have additional therapy on the dates described. Period. Her final visit with Mr. Perry was on 2/16/23. Period. She continued to have left shoulder pain despite therapy. Period. She had improved but had reached a plateau. Period. She is not interested in an injection or surgery at that time, but would continue home exercises. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active left shoulder abduction was to 170 degrees, comma, flexion 100 degrees. With internal and external rotation to 70 and 80 degrees, respectively. These were all with tenderness. She had full adduction and extension on an active basis. Passive range of motion was full in all spheres, without crepitus, but did elicit some tenderness. Motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to the L3 level and on the left to the waist level. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 5-5, resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5-5. She complained of severe tenderness, palpation anteriorly about the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Paired shoulder maneuvers, she had a positive empty cans maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Paired the rest of those maneuvers are normal, spine cervical. Active left rotation was minimally limited to 70 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic, she was tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Period, and then the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my 2018 report impressions section. New paragraph, since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement. She then sought additional care with Dr. Kojo. Paired x-ray showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Paired, she did participate in physical therapy. Paired, she achieved some improvement but remained symptomatic. Paired, she was not interested in injection or surgical intervention. Paired, new paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable range of motion at the left shoulder. Paired, provocative maneuvers did not identify any instability or internal derangement. Paired, strength was virtually intact. Paired. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be inserted here from the prior report, and that is the end.